Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4013.
Could you identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence?
Not one person. No. I mean, people I've met throughout my life has little influences, but one person, the idea of one person shaping my life, no.
What do you aspire to be?
Successful in living life, financially also, support my family. Well, my soon-to-be family that I want to have.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Easygoing. I try to treat others as I'd like to be treated. I know that's kind of cliche, but I think that's a good thing to live by.
Mm-hmm.
And open mind.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Mm-hmm. Like, my parents worked a lot, so probably blue collar. Very blue collar. Didn't have that much money as coming up as a kid, and I think that shaped who I was, who I am now. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from anyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
I don't think it's a skill or anything I was given, God-given or anything, but if I have like a big goal I want to reach, I'd have no problem putting in the work to try to achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't consider that a quality or skill, just more of just, if you want it that
persistent.
Bad. Yeah.
Persistent. Uh-huh.
I think it's kind of, gets a little obsessive compulsive sometimes though, but yeah. But.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Just open-minded. Just overall a nice person. Nice in all ways. Not just like sweet, but just nice, caring. And that's all you can really ask for.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
It's not one quality I like a lot of myself and one quality I like least. I think every person has things they're proud of and things they know they're flawed at. And the day you wake up and go, oh, I'm a perfect person, don't ever happen. So I really can't answer that question.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Hard work. That's about it, hard work.
Mm-hmm. Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Well, my family, we weren't really like the stereotypical family, going camping, stuff like that, but that's all I always wanted. My family, when I spent it, was always in front of a TV.
Mm-hmm.
And all that's good and dandy and all, but I kind of wanted that, camping,
mm-hmm.
with a tent, just family thing, so.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
Just a Game Boy when I was like 7. We know my family never really celebrated Christmas really that much, but I remember one Christmas we went to our aunt's, and that was the first ever Christmas I ever got with the tree and all the big, like the big fiascos and stuff, the big ham dinners, and so that was probably my first ever like stereotypical Christmas experience, and so I remember not being the gift, and it was just a Game Boy, and that was honestly memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually I'll just got cash for my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Everything. I was an active child.
Mm-hmm.
I was always active. Basketball, tag. I'd be out late with friends around the neighborhood just being active. Never had a problem about being sloppy as a child.
What is your favorite book?
I used to read a lot when I was young, a lot. I used to read all those, whatever, popular Animorphs, Goosebumps. I used to go to the library a lot and just check out 8 books at a time, but honestly not anymore. I just don't have the time.
Mm-hmm. What types of books do you enjoy?
Well, it changes, of course. When I was younger, just adventure books. I'm still am to this day very, very adventurous. So I guess the types of books grows with your maturity. like I said, I haven't picked up a book in a long time, but if I would, I see myself, my book selection being drastically different from what I would pick up. Not really, I could pick up a Harry Potter right now. I'm sorry, that's not my, I don't know, not my cup of tea, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I don't even know.
What is your favorite word and why?
Favorite word. I guess everyone's favorite word would be love. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure a lot of people say that. And I could go with that.
What was the last book you read?
A biology book.
Really?
A textbook.
A movie you saw?
The Hangover.
A sporting event you attended?
A basketball game.
What do you do for fun?
I play basketball. I used to play for basketball for high school. But I don't play that much anymore, but it's a good stress reliever. My hobby is just hanging out with friends. I mean, just doing the stuff that normal people do. I mean, go out, have fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't mind sitting in front of TV sometimes, but when just going out, having fun, or whatever everyone else, you know. Mm-hmm. Just going out.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I wish, but no.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
A first road trip, maybe? Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Those are always exciting if you're just with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the feeling of independence when you're, you know, in high school and you're living with your parents all the time, and of course your parents telling you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that first smell of freedom. First experience in going to college,
mm-hmm.
That's a good one too. Going to a dorm room and going, this is where I'm going to be living with a bunch of people who feel the same way as you.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoying the first tinge of freedom is a good one.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Nothing really that comes to mind, like where some of the people, like what the stories you hear about people packing up to Hollywood to pursue their dreams, nothing like that. I haven't done anything like that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I deciding to go bio was a risk. I thought it was a risk just because I thought I was going to like drop out halfway. But
to study biology?
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I knew it was going to be a tough road, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
In college, I mean, you hear about people dropping out too, but then the pressure there kind of motivates you also. So it's, I don't know, it's what you make of it.
Mm-hmm. Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I love music. So, I mean, I don't know if it surprises or unsettles me or challenges me intellectually, but I sort of started to. Of course, Darwinism,
mm-hmm.
That's, you know, you think about that, and especially if you're a bio major, you get that
mm-hmm.
every single class. So, of course, you're going to talk about it, and it's going to challenge you to think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not particularly religious, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's another argument, though.
Yeah.
It's another whole.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something or previously blind to?
No. Yeah. I don't really have those, like, those. It's like one day. It's more of like I see myself changing over a time period.
Mm-hmm.
As far as one night I could attribute to me being the person I am, no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
there are times when I'm not like every other person, sits up at night and thinks.
Mm-hmm.
But no, not one specific night or anything like that, or
mm-hmm.
epiphany.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Perfect weather, 70, like 80 degrees, sun out, barbecue with all my friends,
mm-hmm.
jumping in the pool,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Filet mignon on the grill.
Where would you like to be the most?
I don't know, somewhere foreign maybe. A big traveler.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe like Greece,
mm-hmm.
somewhere tropical.
Mm-hmm. Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
All my friends, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What is your approach to life?
Actually, I usually try to take the middle road. I know that requires more elaboration. But just the middle road on everything. I mean, I know people sometimes live like by a quote or something, like carpe diem, like live life at the moment, stuff like that too. But I used to do that a lot when I was younger and got myself into a little bit of trouble. But I think as I grow older, everything's the middle road. I mean, you want to do that sometimes, but then sometimes you realize that there are more important things you need to take care of, and it's time to grow up sometimes. So I think if you take a middle road on everything, really, like, not to go extremes, then you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But I'm all for living it up. I'm all for that.
What was the most difficult time in your life?
Studying for my tests a couple summers ago was probably pretty hard. But I don't know. Maybe because maybe summer of like 7th grade, I remember when I moved, and I was probably young, and I moved, and I remember like I went to a new school, I didn't know anyone, and at that age, it's a very lonely feeling. Mm-hmm. We have like when you have no friends, I mean, that's a very lonely feeling, and that was pretty. I remember that was a pretty hard time. Mm-hmm. Granted, it was only a summer, but mm-hmm. I mean, during that summer, didn't really go out or anything, just stayed in my room type of person. Mm-hmm. And other than that, honestly, I have nothing to complain about. Everyone has difficult times, but nothing like life changing or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Parents got divorced, but honestly, like, happened when I was a little bit older, so didn't affect me like as other people. It affected other people. Mm-hmm. So I think I rolled with the punches on that one.
Did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Yeah, that too. In relation to the 7th grade thing, not so much, because that was just me being a young, immature kid who doesn't feel lonely as a kid. But as far as me studying for my tests, yes, definitely. Because mm-hmm. I mean, that was a time when I thought I deserved it. I put in the hard work, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That changed my perspective on, like, you know, if you want something, just go get it. Don't complain about it, whatever, just go get it. And my parents, yeah, a little bit. With my parents, yeah, a little bit. I mean, it makes me kind of the fragility of of everything, you know. Mm-hmm. It makes me want to, you know, for questions later on about would I ever get a divorce and stuff like that. It makes me think about that type of stuff, you know, the sanctity of family, mm-hmm. kids and stuff like that. But honestly, we're living in a time when it's very, very common. So mm-hmm. it's kind of hard for me to say right now. But yes, it has changed me more than, I mean, this interview can... can sum up, but we'll see.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Getting accepted into dental school, although it was very anticlimactic. I mean, I was expecting like balloons popping out of the envelope, but it was a more of like, honestly, like when I got the letter, I was like, oh, okay. But then looking back, yes, it was my most rewarding experience.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
A lot. I played Uno. I loved Monopoly. Mm-hmm. Played board games a lot.
Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite actor?
Actor? I don't have a lot of them. I think a lot of them are good. I don't really think an actor is a role model. Mm-hmm. 'Cause, I mean, they're actors. Mm-hmm. they're just people who got a good break. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're really... I mean, I like their movies. I like Tom. I like a lot of people's movies, but no, I don't know.
What is your favorite dinner?
It honestly depends on my mood, because I feel like eating a lot of things. I like American food. I mean, I'm not a real burger guy. I like country fried steak. But a good macaroni and cheese is good. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay. What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I've done a lot of crazy things when I was younger, and I guess I still do a lot of crazy things, but I think to get in trouble as a young kid a couple times is honestly helping sometimes, as long as it's not like life that, like, you know, changing your life type of thing. But if you're a child and if you're still young, you have to get into a little bit of mischief, because then I don't think you're truly living then, if you know what I mean. And you know, I have, you know, I would say I'm pretty liberal on most spectrums, political and just maybe like how I live my life. So I don't know one crazy thing I've done. I mean, I don't know. I think that's a little too in depth to go into.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Take a shower. What's the first thing I would like to do in the morning is sit in front of the TV. But I know that would knock off another 2 hours. And I'm not an early bird in the first place, so I'm already waking up late. So don't really have time for that. Hop in the shower and try to get that out of the door as soon as possible, because I'm already late to where I need to be.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Have an indispensable income. I mean, that's honestly... People say money is not the key to happiness, but... I don't know, sometimes it's not. I completely agree with them, it's not the key to happiness, but it sure does help sometimes. Yeah.
Why did you choose dentistry as your career?
Stability. I wanted a career that was dependent upon me, not like, I know if I get the grades, if I do the work, I could have a somewhat successful career and get a job. I didn't want to do, like, you know, something more like along the business lines where I get my grades and then I go into the workforce and then it's more about who you know a lot of times, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, or luck of the draw. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to take that risk. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be on my terms. Mm-hmm. And of course, the stability. I mean, a lot of people go into the medical field because of the stability and almost the...
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be?
Something. I like a restaurateur, honestly. I mean, that's my dream too. Like, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to make enough money in dentistry. That's my dream. I don't know if I'm actually going to do that, but I want to make enough money in dentistry and open up a restaurant, stuff like that. I think that type of stuff is so cool.
Mm-hmm. If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing as far as work, family, travel?
Newly married, successful, got good income coming in, working, but traveling also when I want to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a big traveler, so, you know, newly married and having just working, traveling, on the weekends going out, eating nice places.
So when did you first become interested in the field of dentistry?
Probably freshman year, sophomore year, mm-hmm. in college. Mm-hmm. Never truly interested really that much. Mm-hmm. I did get interested into sciences when I learned about it more. I mean, it's more of just like a way of thinking. I mean, if you're bombarded with it every single day for 4 years.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
It doesn't really matter where you have to be. It's just, you know, I've been in dates where it's like the nicest restaurant and I'm dishing out like more than I should on dinner, and it's honestly not a really great date. But then there's those nights where it's just like just y'all two just in a car and it's like the best date ever. So it's really about who you're with, honestly, and if you guys are feeling each other or not. Because if the chemistry's not there, I don't care where you're at. I mean, you could be at 3-4 or anywhere, and it's not again.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Easygoing. Again, caring, of course, and I'm pretty sure everyone says that. It's so hard to explain. I mean, I probably do horrible in one of those little EE match things. I mean, it's more about, I could usually tell if like a person's right for me within like a couple of days when we chill. Mm-hmm. It's like the person as a whole, probably. Mm-hmm. Not just one specific trait.
Okay. What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant
could
other.
Do or mm-hmm. have done.
Have done.
Have done.
You could answer have done.
I don't know if I have done. I'm not.
Oh, okay, well.
I don't know if I'm. Yeah, I could do. I don't know. Propose.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
The financial rewards. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's just complete honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Because I probably wouldn't do this if it wasn't for the financial reward.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4013.